The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Welcome back, TNT 931 in the nation's capital. Hoping that you're having a great day so far. I'm wondering if you're settled in to work. Are you? Let's hope so. And I'm glad that you can have Freedom 106.5 FM with you as you go about your day-to-day routines for the morning. All right. So if it is that you're just joining in on the conversation, I have an interview with a young lady from St. Martin, Miss Brenda Maynard, as we talk about the dark side of leadership. So I'd like to welcome you to Freedom 106.5 FM. Good morning to you. How are you going?
Good morning. How are you doing? Good morning, Trinidad, all the radio listeners and anyone who's listening on the media platform.
So we are doing good. How are you guys doing in, is from St. Martin, you are?
Yes, from St. Martin, the dark side. Yes, we're doing fine. We're doing fine.
So is it, I'm hoping that you weren't too affected with Hurricane Melissa.
No, we weren't, not in the part of that one, thank God.
Thank God for that. So let's talk about you, who you are, and how did you start writing? Where did the writing bug come from?
Well, it started earlier because I am also co-writer of the national curriculum of our country. So it has been something that I've been doing. In college, I published some poems. So the bug has been going and coming. I think sometimes I flit it out, but it still comes back. So yes, it's been here. Yeah.
So is this your first book?
Yes, it is.
So why leadership? Why speak on that?
Because I have had the opportunity to be the district director of the entire Caribbean under the platform of Toastmasters International. So I had all the Caribbean countries. And during my leadership journey, it was quite interesting, the aspects of journey of leadership. And in St. Martin, I am, you know, I'm very active with the youths. I am involved in different organizations. So I've always had a sort of leadership role in a lot of things that I did. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that propelled us to write that book was that we actually had the leadership of the Caribbean in one of the darkest times. It was during COVID, mm-hmm. where the Caribbean was actually shut down. Mm-hmm. And we were successful in attaining 6 out of the 7 international awards for the Toastmaster year. And we brought the Caribbean to 3rd in the world. And so it was, you know, it was a task. It was, you know, making some decisions that were maybe, you know, sometimes not welcomed, you know, because anything we change, you always get a pushback.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And for us, what was important was to give leaders a tool to let them know that it's not in your head. And, you know, in our book, we talk about different aspects of the dark side of leadership. We talk about COVID undermining. We talk about open underminders. We talk about self-sabotaging and anything that can derail your leadership journey. Mm-hmm. And I wish I had that tool. It would have made my journey a little easier. Mm-hmm. And something to reflect on, something to motivate you in your leadership journey. Because sometimes it gets very lonely being a leader.
Mm-hmm. Especially when you have to make tough decisions.
Yes. Yes.
You know, and to reference, but not to dive into the current situation that's happening in the Caribbean as with respect to the United States and Venezuela.
War, yes.
Yeah, and the rumors of war. Now, the dark side of it is actually getting to, as you say, make some tough decisions that you recognize that persons are pushing back in some ways. Mm-hmm. How does a leader, or let me put it this way, if you were in a position to advise any of these leaders as to how to navigate through this very difficult situation, what would be some of the tips that you would give them?
To look at the big picture, look at what are your goals, what is the end goal of whatever decision you're going to make, who it will affect, who it will benefit, what will be the long-term future effects of the decisions that you make at this moment, because whatever you do in the moment definitely affects others, and especially your future generation.
Mm-hmm. And that's some good tips there. Now, from your research, and as you said, dealing in positions of leadership, and you did say in terms of education, you were part of the leadership to build curriculums.
Yes.
How did you navigate, or how did you approach the idea of bringing a curriculum together that encompassed as many different cultures? Because the Caribbean is a wide one. How did you go about that?
And St. Martin is unique because, you know, we're the only island that has two countries within a 36 square mile mass. Mm-hmm. So we are on the Dutch side, so we speak Dutch and we have a whole thing. And there's a French side that, you know, but there's no borders or anything. So, and in St. Martin, we have all these other nationalities that, you know, grace our shores. And so it was important not only to create a curriculum that made it easy for our students to succeed, but where they did not lose their identity, where they were allowed to, for instance, do things in their mother tongue, where they allowed to practice their cultural heritage, where they were were encouraged to do researches and do projects that would expose them to other aspects of other cultures and so forth. So it was indeed a very interesting and fulfilling task.
Mm-hmm. Now, the other author, Miss Rosalind A. Douglas, I'm not seeing her online.
No, she's not here today, unfortunately. She could not join us. She had a previous engagement. Mm-hmm. And so, hi, Rosalind. I know she
Hi, Rosalind. Thanks for writing the book.
Yes, that is my co-author, and I have a fun fact for you.
Sure.
Rosalyn and I have never met face-to-face. Actually, she was one of my tough decisions that I had to make as a leader, and that started our relationship, and it continued because the person who was in the position of public relations for the Caribbean, we didn't mesh, and she didn't fit into what I thought was my goals then as the district director, and so I had to get rid of her. And at one point I thought they were ready to lynch me.
Because,
of course, we come from, you know, they have some persons with a mentality of a small Caribbean island versus the bigger ones, and that person happened to be from one of the bigger Caribbean islands. So, you know, it was quite a fight.
Mm-hmm.
However, she then took the place of her, and it was a decision that benefited the entire Caribbean because we got the highest award that is attained by the international organization, and we got 6 of the other awards. So it was a decision that was, you know, made in that a really difficult time for me as a personal change that I wanted to make. However, it started the idea of, you know, sometimes I mentor other leaders, and I have a few that would say, I'm not doing this again. I'm not interested in this. And I tell them, but you're not alone. And if you know some of the expectations of the pitfalls or what can really happen, then you're better prepared to maneuver around them and still be successful. Because, you know, there's so many persons with good potential, but because of bad experiences, they have closed the door in leadership. Mm-hmm. And that's what the book wants to avoid, to let you know, you don't have to avoid it. You can know what can happen and prevent it, or have a contingency plan.
Mm-hmm. Now, you did mention Toastmasters. I wanted to go back to that for a second, because I've heard about Toastmasters. I have an aunt who's very involved in writing poems and so on. Can you give me an idea, also for the listeners, what Toastmasters is all about?
Well, we have a dynamic club in Trinidad. I was actually in Trinidad about 2 years ago because we had our mid-year conference in Trinidad. So we really had a good time. All the islands of the Caribbean came to Trinidad. But Toastmasters is an organization that builds on your communication skills and your leadership skills. And it allows you to grow and to learn how to read an audience, how to speak properly, how to do projects that you can utilize in your everyday life, in your career, in your family, because communication is really what we need to prevent wars, which is what wars, and to be able to communicate and, you know that we can, we don't always have to agree, but the outcome has to benefit everyone. And so Toastmasters have afforded me that opportunity to learn how to do those things. So I'm to the organization.
I know you briefly mentioned some of the tips, but if you had to give someone listening right now who's thinking about stepping into leadership or has no choice to step into a leadership role, what would be the first three things that they need to pay attention to or to start within themselves to take up that leadership role?
Besides making sure you get a copy of our book. One of the things that is very important as a leader is to plan. And people tell me all the time, you always have a plan A, B, C, and D, because I always feel that if you plan, you can then switch over if something happens. If something happened, a crisis can happen, anything can happen. And as a leader, you need to surround yourself with persons who let you be the best in your element. And that does not mean that persons that would, who would always agree with you, because it's good to have someone to tell you, you know, Brenda, calm down. No, Brenda, you were wrong. No, Brenda, that's not a good decision, because it helps to hone your leadership. And most of all, and I have a personal quote that I copyright, is to celebrate every step of accomplishment, and success will be automatic. And that is to give the people around you empowerment to celebrate their successes. And together, it's almost a magic wand for success, because if your team feels that they get the buy-in and they are part of the end goal and the end results, and they are, how you say, celebrated for their part of the progress and the success, you definitely would have success with your leadership role. So I don't use a terminology like persons who follow or persons under. I use terminologies like my colleague, and we're on a team, and we are aiming towards a specific goal. So those are the terminologies that we use.
So, I mean, from that piece of advice, I realize that language is a very important part in how you determine the type of leadership that you run with. Now, is it that you also have to be aware of I guess personalities and the types of personalities in an organization?
Yes, that's very important. One of the things I advise persons to do is do a SWOT analysis on yourself. I do it all the time. That way you get to learn what type of leader you are and what type of leader persons see you as. Because sometimes we have an idea in our head of how we act and how we behave, but that's not really what we're portraying to others that we lead. And sometimes we're different when we're in a leadership position, or we act outside of how we act when we're not. And so one of the things I always advise leaders is to be, not to be afraid to be critical of yourself, to find out about yourself and to grow within your leadership role. Because as leaders, if you know what your strengths are, you can build on it. But it is equally important to know what your weaknesses are, because that will help you. So if you're not, for instance, a person that is good with public speaking, then go join a Toastmasters club. If you are not sure about how to interact, get someone who is a good mediator for conflict resolution. So you need to know yourself before you get want to be along with you on your leadership journey.
And it's also very important to know what, okay, so let me bring it from this point. Now, when you're starting a business, it is important to know what your mission statement is, vision statement, how important it is to do that groundwork first before stepping into a room and say, well, yo, sorry, but you understand what I'm saying? People, come join me on this journey. How important it is to do that groundwork?
it is extremely important that you mention it. And it's like, this lady seemed to know me a little bit because I also did the curriculum for the Small Business Development Foundation when it initially started on our island. And part of my task was then to develop curriculum that would aid a new business person in how to manage, how to not expect that your cash plan is your pocketbook, because that's not how it is, and all of those different things. So it is extremely important to be prepared. And sometimes people say, well, okay, I was appointed a leader, or I was trusted into this position, so I don't have to do no work. Mm-hmm. No, you have to do work, because you need to know where you're going. Because imagine we don't know where we're going, and we just have someone deciding, okay, let's all jump in the sea. We just can't follow blindly. Mm-hmm. And of course, different personalities, you have persons that challenge you, persons that ask different questions about what your role and your expectations are. And you need to be prepared to be able to deal with everyone on different levels.
Mm-hmm. And also a very key point is to know what roles leaders really have. Because you did mention, if it is that you're in a leadership role, doesn't mean that you just sit back and watch everybody do the job. What are some of the key roles that are important for a leader? For example, delegation, is that one of them? Some of the roles, yeah.
Delegation is important. I always say I strive to be a leader that is worth following. So that just means for me that I am not afraid to do the work myself. I usually don't ask someone to do anything that I wouldn't do myself, or have an idea on how it is done so I can guide. There are different types of leaders. So that's another important part, to know what leadership style you have. Are you, the one that dominates and just tell others what to do? Are you more charismatic and you allow persons to share their ideas? And that helps with the development. And so in every leadership role, it is important that the leader self-evaluates, the leaders have plans, the leaders have ways of motivation. Delegation is, and it's so funny that you mentioned that word. I was talking to my boss the other day about the word delegation, and she's a lawyer by nature. And she said when she heard delegation, it is to give over to someone, but not giving the power, just giving them the task. And I said, but delegation is for me empowering the other person to do a task that you're not doing yourself. So because I'm looking at it from a different perspective than she is, the word delegation meant something different. So the approach would then, of course, be something different. And so it is all in, like you mentioned, the language, what you want for the outcome, because sometimes as leaders, you have to switch up depending on the situation. So what might work with me and you now in this conversation might not work with me and someone else. And so you have to be always on a level that you can either change the approach, or that you can have empathy, that you understand why that person is doing what he or she is doing in order to be able to lead successfully.
Well, Ms. Maynard, I want to thank you so much for coming in and talking to us about your book. Where are the places that we can get a copy of your book? And will there be a follow-up?
Yes. Well, actually, you can get our book on Amazon. You can just click on The Dark Side of Leadership, Shining the Light by Brenda Maynard or Roslyn Douglas. We also have it in both countries, Grenada, where she is, and in St. Martin. They're available at the local bookstores. Well, you asked about a book, too. Actually, we're busy doing some other things in terms of workshops and coaching in leadership areas, and hopefully that our book will be, utilized as a course that others can use to actually have a package for leaders.
Mm-hmm. And would you be doing a book tour, book signing?
We are working on it. We are working.
Well, I'm putting all the positive vibes out there for you. So we could tour.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Ms. Maynard.
Thank you so much for having me.
And also give congratulations to Ms. Roslyn as well.
Will do. All right. Have a blessed evening. Thank you.
No problem.
Trinidad and Tobago for listening to me. And you can just click on Amazon and support me, and to my Toastmasters brothers and sisters, in Trinidad, yes, we're going to get some more Toastmasters, and I'm almost here for you.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Enjoy your day.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.